You're listening to the Casting for Fun podcast, the show that talks about entertainment, sports, music, and inspirational stories for all to enjoy. We're glad you could join us today. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Now, here is your host, Albert Pineda.
In the hands, Trevion Henderson, trying to get to the sideline. Keeps going to the 29, and that will do it. Seattle reigns above them all in the NFL. The Seahawks, Super Bowl champions for the second time.
He deserved that, man. What an incredible job he's done.
Welcome back, everybody, to this week's episode of the Casting for Fun podcast. I am your host, Albert Pineda, coming to you on Wednesday, February the 11th, 2026. And very excited to be back. You know, last week I promised an episode. I was feeling under the weather yet again. 2026 hasn't been the best for health for me, but again, yeah, just cold. You know, it's going around. But I'm feeling better and back to recording and back better in time, just in time for the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 60. So as tradition here on the show, we're talking Super Bowl 60 with good friends and sports correspondents, frequent guests to the show, Nick Turner and Tyler Ivancic. So we discuss all things Super Bowl 60. And if you're a longtime listener of the Casting for Fun podcast, you know that we go over the four main aspects of the game that I consider, which would be the game itself, the most important part, the halftime performance, commercials and trailers, and then lastly, food options. And truth be told, the best part of this past Super Bowl was probably the food options. and I mean, that's not to diminish the food options, because actually I did a pretty bomb Parmesan chicken sandwich that I thought came out excellent. But yeah, so the game itself wasn't super exciting, but you know, congratulations are in order to the Seattle Seahawks, to Sam Darnold, USC for the very first USC quarterback to start and win a Super Bowl. So very exciting, very cool for him. The game itself, again, it wasn't the most exciting, but again, I love football so much that even if it's a boring game, I'll still be interested in wanting to watch. And then halftime, Bad Bunny, you know, I don't want to just keep pounding on the guy. I mean, and it's no disrespect intended to him, but I think reggaeton music is so lame and cheesy and repetitive, and it all sounds the same to me. In fact, you know what? I tried to get into it a little bit this past week. I mean, I was going to discuss this with Nick and Tyler. I just kind of ran out of time and I forgot to read it in my notes. But here's an audio clip of that I found on YouTube when I was looking up, researching reggaeton music. This is the evolution of reggaeton music. Doesn't it all just sound the same to you? I mean, am I going crazy? Am I the only one insane? Or is I don't know. There's really nothing at all enjoyable, in my opinion. I'm sure millions of people do enjoy it. I mean, he's one of the most streamed artists on Spotify. So good for you if you like Bad Bunny and reggaeton music. But you know what? I was also going to bring this up with Nick. I actually enjoy the Mexican rock group Mana more. In fact, they do a song that I enjoy called Hoy Mi Amor. Yeah, that's more my speed, you know, rock music. guitar, bass, and drum-driven music, as opposed to just processed, like, cheap-sounding, repetitive beats that sound exactly the same as all the other artists. Again, it's not my intention to keep pounding on the guy. In fact, I mean, Bad Bunny's actually a quite accomplished professional wrestler. He's a fan of pro wrestling. He wrestled a celebrity match. He held his own. He did fantastic. In fact, in my opinion, he probably should drop reggaeton music and just be a pro wrestler. But yeah. So that's the way I see it. I mean, it's not so much like a political thing, because it's actually not a political thing at all, because the group Mana actually shares a lot of the same political ideologies as Bad Bunny. It's a music thing. It's a music taste thing. It's a music quality thing, because rock music is awesome and great, and reggaeton music is cheesy and lame. Okay, that's enough me bashing Bad Bunny. But again, I do think he's a great pro wrestler. And if you enjoy him, great. And I know I do have friends who do enjoy Bad Bunny. So my buddies, nothing but love for you guys. You know who I'm talking about if you're listening to this. And you know you're always welcome on the Casting for Fun podcast to talk about anything you want. Yeah, except maybe reggaeton music. I think I'd rather not talk about that. but anyways, yeah. So even if the game itself isn't great, you know, Super Bowl is always a blast to talk about. So here we go. This is my conversation with Nick Turner and Tyler Avancich talking all things Super Bowl 60. And stay tuned for next week. I'm actually going to be out of town, but I do plan to record, edit, and post an episode before I leave that will be available next Wednesday on February the 18th. It's Tim Welling returning, and we're going to be discussing Major League Soccer, particularly the LA Galaxy returning for the 2026 Major League Soccer season. But before that, let's talk all things Super Bowl 60 here on the show. Nick and Tyler, it's been a while. Let's do this, guys. Welcome back to the show, Nick Turner. Nick, how are you, my friend?
Doing excellent. How's it going, brother Albert?
I'm doing well, thank you. It's always a good time to get together and discuss the Super Bowl. We're missing some of our buddies, but we'll hold down the fort, just you and I. We've done that before in the past, so I think we'll be good.
We'll somehow manage their loss.
Their loss. So even if the Super Bowl isn't very good, I think it's still worth talking about and having fun and enjoying the conversation. And to be honest, I mean, the normal question we would start off with is, what did you think of the Super Bowl? My overall impressions was this wasn't a very good Super Bowl.
I mean, you said it in your opening statement, even though it's not very good, we'll still talk about it. I mean, so I guess the start of the game, you know, I sometimes like a defensive matchup. Mm-hmm. So it stayed a two possession game till the third quarter, stayed semi-competitive. Isaac, the boy, put it in the fridge at halftime. And I'm like, dude, it's a two possession game, man. Like, just Patriots got to come out and score three in one possession game. So not over yet, but then it went lopsided the other way, the second half. So yes, kind of boring the whole time, I would say. But yeah, it was boring. Mm-hmm. Well, Tyler, overall, I think it was boring.
Yeah, Tyler will be joining us here in just a second. And then when I say collectively, the whole thing, I mean, you know, for those who are regulars to the show, you know that we talk about the four aspects of it: the game itself, the most important part, halftime show, commercials and trailers, and of course, food. And collectively, I mean, well, welcome to the show, Tyler.
What's up, Bert?
All right, we can continue officially. We have our gay correspondent joining us, Tyler Avancich.
What's up, Dick?
Not much, man. Good to see you. We're already recording.
So yeah, so we just jumped in. So just kind of going over our general thoughts of the game itself. But again, as you know, we've done the past, Tyler. You know, you've been on before when we talked about it.
Oh, yeah. I remember last year, Nick totally forgot about it.
No, I think Nick was attending a funeral last year, right?
I was. For my grandma. Thanks, Tyler. Thanks, Dick. Oh, my bad.
But yeah, so we'll talk about the game itself, halftime.
I remember you and Tom both bitched out. That's the only thing I remember.
Yes, if you want to call my grandma passing away and me going to Utah for her funeral and being
I'm
with
sure
family, bitching out.
Was the funeral at the time or was it early in the day?
The day before, Saturday.
That's exactly, the day before, exactly. You could have had a podcast.
I'm sorry, I was with my family, who I don't see that often, and visiting nieces and nephew. I hadn't seen in years, and, you know, didn't take, like, my computer.
Yeah, you were hanging out with your brother, Jared. Just hanging out.
Yes. I saw my brother, Jared.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
He's doing well, actually, so.
Good.
But I'm here, I'm back this year, so.
Oh, nice to show up, then.
Yes. No one's passed away, so I'm good.
Well, I almost passed away of boredom, but
and we were both just saying, Tyler, it was a boring game. Like defensive first half.
The game was
it but I liked the first half. I kinda liked the first half.
Played the Patriots a few years ago. Just slow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it was interesting going into it. I mean, I mentioned in the text I sent to you guys that, I mean, the matchup of the Seattle Seahawks and the New England Patriots on paper was really cool with two young quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Sam Darnold, the very first USC quarterback to actually start a Super Bowl.
Yep.
And actually, I want to dive into that stat a little bit more.
He's the first quarterback from USC.
And win.
So very cool. I mean, you wouldn't think he would have been the one, right? There's been another stat that they mentioned in the game. There's been 26 USC quarterbacks who've been drafted to the NFL, but none of them have been able to win the Super Bowl.
No.
Yeah. I think
they remember the highest ones drafted, though, were like Leiner and Palmer. Both of them went to crappy teams.
Palmer had that year where they were going to go probably.
They were decent,
He tore his ACL in the playoffs, and then they didn't make it. But that was the closest today for a quarterback from USC. Yeah, Leinert never did anything well in the NFL or anyone else of recent. So, yes, that was cool. But I still didn't really – I didn't want either team to win. I really wish they both could have lost. That was my – Isaac's like, who are you picking? I'm like, I really don't want either team to win.
No.
Like, I know I'm supposed to pick a team, but Seattle's full of a bunch of commies, so – have a hard time rooting for them. And New England, like, without Brady or Belichick to piss everyone off.
The fact that Brady doesn't even follow the Patriots anymore, like on social media, he still follows Tampa Bay and also Vegas.
But like, if the Patriots win, the fans aren't as angry because Belichick and Brady aren't there. So I'm like, well, I'm not going to get any enjoyment out of them winning. So I don't care who wins. Yeah. But yeah, the only highlight of Seattle winning is a USC quarterback got his ring. So,
No, very nice, very nice. So, I do want to enter in some post-game comments from Sam Darnold, which I thought was pretty cool. So, let's go ahead and dive into these comments and then talk a little bit more about the game. So, just a second here.
What does this moment mean?
It's unbelievable. You know, just everything that's happened. My career, but to do it with this team, I wouldn't want it any other way. So proud of our guys, our defense. I mean, I can't say enough great things about our defense, our special teams. I know we won the Super Bowl, but we could have been a little bit better on offense, but I don't care about that right now. It's an unbelievable feeling, man. I'm just so happy for the guys in the locker room and the coaches that put in so much effort throughout the whole season.
You mentioned everything you've been through, all the ups and downs, all the teams. How did all of that experience help you get to right here?
I think that's it. You know, I think all my teammates, all my coaches I've ever had, always believing in me. I've always believed in myself because of my family and my friends. So it's as simple as that. As long as you believe in yourself, anything's possible.
Congratulations, a Super Bowl champion.
Thank you.
Yeah, so his story is so fascinating to me. Mm-hmm. Like you just mentioned, I mean, young kid, like he was born in like June of 1997. So I remember like a month after he was born, Nick and I, we went and saw the Men in Black movie in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's how young he is.
Yeah, that's all he is.
Like, right.
When that movie came out, you know, a San Clemente kid, so local kid to here to Southern California. Yeah. I mean, drafted by the Jets. I mean, so, you know, he wasn't going to win any Super Bowls with the Jets.
That's true.
So five different teams. That's true. Jets, Carolina, the 49ers was a backup for Brock Purdy when they went to the Super Bowl a few years ago. And then the Vikings and now with Seattle. So you never know because, again, Seattle didn't even make the playoffs last year. So who it's a crapshoot for, like, if you make it to the big game, can you pull through? So, you know, good for him that he did it. Again, as mentioned, the first USC quarterback to do so.
To me, it's just crazy because both teams were drastically different from previous years. Like from Patriots going from 4 wins to 13 wins, they flipped their roster. Yeah. And then same thing with Seattle. Everyone's like, oh, they swapped their quarterbacks. Like, no, they swapped their O-lines. They gutted their lines. The lines are way different. The coaches are different. I expected things to change.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it's just the classic, like, when you get an opportunity, you got to run.
Mm-hmm.
Take and it. He ran. Like, not that he hasn't had opportunities before, but this time he ran. Like, the team, I mean, they built a championship team
mm-hmm.
in 1 year. And the system worked.
No, because even during the game, my girlfriend even made a comment. She's like, what, Dan Marino never made the Super Bowl again? It's like, nope.
Isaac brought that up earlier in a different way. Like, who's better? So and so? He's won a Super Bowl, but Dan Marino hasn't. I'm like, yeah, he's still a better quarterback.
Yeah.
But no, but Darnold's what was his rating? Like he threw 50% completion.
He was at halftime
202 yards.
They were both around 50 and 60 percent QBR at half. I didn't see what they finished at.
What's the RTG? 74.7.
Yeah.
Where his season was 122. So yeah. Just
these defenses
didn't have
both
a great game.
No, neither both these teams were a top three defense in the league.
Yeah, both teams. Just to go over stats, Seattle had 194 passing yards. Mm-hmm. New England had 252.
But they both had under 100s, like 88 and 50 at half.
No, right, but rushing yards, 141 for mm-hmm. Seattle,
mm-hmm.
79.
Kenneth Walker had difference. What? Kenneth Walker had 80 by at half. It
was like right, 300 total offense, 335 for Seattle, 331 for New England. So it's pretty offensively, both teams on the numbers, pretty close. Mm-hmm. Defensively, that's the game.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The turnovers, especially towards the end.
The interception, the... The tip, hit arm for another interception.
What was the third down complete conversion rate? It seemed like Seattle the first half was kept moving the ball, somehow just kept moving on it when it needed, and Patriots kept getting stopped.
Yeah, I agree.
Mike Tirico had mentioned that during the broadcast. I think they got one third down completion in the first quarter, and then after that, they didn't get another one until because of a penalty, they finally got one in the third or the fourth quarter.
Yeah, yeah, it was bad. But I mean, you know, first half, neither team could score a touchdown.
No, but when you're up 9 points at the half, it makes the game a little bit easier. You got some breathing room.
Yeah, all you got to do is go into halftime and recoup, and it's still anyone's game. But Seattle came out still. Seattle's defense still came out and dominated.
Mm-hmm.
And so even when they dominated, it was kind of boring because New England was, I guess, and by the end, even though the first half it was competitive and close by score,
mm-hmm.
like. It was never actually competitive.
They weren't scoring, but Seattle wasn't scoring touchdowns. They were kicking three field goals. At those three,
that's why
goals,
it was still competitive. A touchdown, just one touchdown from New England changes momentum.
Mm-hmm.
A field goal ties it after that. Mm-hmm. But in the end, Seattle finally got a touchdown.
Yeah.
And then, yes, New England scored back quickly. And it was like, okay. But then Seattle defense stepped up the next drive, you know. Yeah,
recovery.
It's like they got that momentum and then threw it away. And yeah, young quarterback in the Super Bowl. You know, he acted like a young quarterback mm-hmm. in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I feel as crazy as that how close the MVP was for Drake May. He was one vote away from actually winning it. Like, they're talking about how it's the close MVP race, or what makes people pull this up.
For the season?
Yeah, for the MVP.
You know.
Because Stafford won off the MVP, he had one more vote, one more first place vote. That was the difference.
Right, but, yeah, for the season, 55.8% completion percentage. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's all... It don't matter anymore. Season's over. No. He didn't get the MVP or the Super Bowl. So back to the drawing board.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really have much to add about this game.
No, I don't either. I mean,
For me,
again, but
I kept thinking of myself as a Patriots Rams game, where it's just this slow game. Whoever kicks more field goals wins.
yeah. Excuse me, the final score, you won't
No.
see that if you didn't watch it.
Yeah, you would think it was actually kind of competitive, right? Or more exciting.
No, I wouldn't even say
I
that.
would say competitive.
29-13.
No, 2013
That's yeah,
still
oh yeah.
still couple scores. But yeah, it looks like
That's a
they're
three
just out of score
possession
that call.
game.
It's an exciting game. It wasn't exciting.
Yeah. But okay, yeah, so I guess if we don't have any more for the game itself, and we can always come back if anybody has anything you want to bring up. But again, feel free. But halftime, Bad Bunny, should we have a conversation about
Well, I'm
that?
gonna say this, Albert. The game was gay, and so was the halftime show.
Oh, that's funny stuff. Okay,
I'm
so
curious to hear your guys' takes.
so again, for me, on the Casting for Fun podcast, we keep things entertaining and light. I mean, it's not my intention to get political, so
No.
I don't want to bash Bad Bunny on a personal level for anything. But what I would just say is, I think reggaeton music is stupid. I think it's lame. I think it's cheesy. It all sounds the same to me. Like earlier in the season, the NFL did a game in Spain, either Barcelona or Madrid. I forget which city and who played, but they had another reggaeton artist perform, a guy by the name of D Daddy Yankee.
Yeah, they're both from Puerto Rico.
Yeah, if you
Daddy Yankee's
listen to
been
his
around for a
music, could
while
you
though.
tell the
Daddy
difference? I mean, is he
Yankee was
the
more
same thing as Bad Bunny?
Daddy Yankee was more into rap. Daddy Yankee, he was like early 2000s.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're here to distinguish the two, Tyler. Because I mean,
I've
I watched the
listened to
clips
like
on
Daddy for
YouTube, and
years.
it
Like,
really sounded
no.
exactly
Our
like you.
resident gay correspondent would know the details.
No, my Puerto Rican girlfriend would
Are you
actually
dating
would
a
hey,
Puerto
there you
Rican
go.
woman?
There you go.
Yeah, she's from New York and Puerto Rican descent. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So again, it's not my intention to bash it or even like, just because I don't like it, I'm not saying that it's not good. I just think it is lame and it's not for me. And it's, I mean, I tried watching it and I was like, you know what? I think I'd rather go flip on Turning Point USA just to see what's going on over there. So
Did you do that?
I did. I did. I switched.
So we had it on. I'm like, Sarah, do you want to watch this or something else? And she's like, no, I want to watch Bad Bunny. I want to see. I shouldn't listen to him. So, but I'm like, it's fine. So I put on the Turning Point on the Bluetooth on my phone and was listening to that while watching Bad Bunny. And occasionally I would turn the volume down on the Turning Point halftime to hear and see what was going on, just so I could at least follow it, because I knew we'd talk about it. Yeah, I just, look, I speak Spanish, but it's not music I've ever listened to. So when I was turning it down to listen, I'm like, I don't know the music. It's not like I can get excited for the music. I could care less about the dancing. And so Sarah pointed out, like, oh, the trees. She thought the trees were going to dance, which, by the way, those were people.
Yeah, there are people.
Yeah, they were people. So she's like, yeah, I thought they were going to like dance with it and it would be cool. And then by the camera angle, she's like, man, if you're watching in the stands, like all the trees are blocking. If you're lower to the ground, like that's all blocking your view. And I'm like, yes, they catered this towards like the TV audience. So
Because you remember
we
they're
got.
trying to go with putting him there, they're trying to make it go all global now. They're going for expand, just like how the league's expanding, they're trying to make their music
Look,
expand.
I agree. I think Bad Bunny, if the game was in Florida, where there's a higher Hispanic culture in music, like it's a good fit
But
for the city.
reggaeton's actually decent in California. It's not as obviously as big as like Florida or Miami.
I know, I just mean, but for culture and Hispanic culture and music, like that type of stuff, I associate more with Florida than California.
No.
Like California,
Oh, why you think of like
you're gonna
California
hear like
mariachi?
straight
You think
Mexican
like a
mariachi
mariachi
music
band.
in the streets,
You
not.
think like mariachi band, guys hitting drums in the streets.
Yes, that's what you see more over there. So once again, like you could cater it. I like someone pointed out, like, did you in San Francisco, you're the Super Bowl. Like, It's Metallica's hometown. Like, you had Green Bay, which I didn't know Green Bay was going to open, which
Yeah,
I
Green Day.
thought,
Yeah, Green Day open.
or sorry, Green Day. I thought that fit, like, hey, they're a San Francisco band. Like, that's awesome. Like, they represent the city. Once again, Albert, I'm not getting political. Like, I disagree with them, but it was the music. I thought it was great. Even though he looks like an old Karen now with that haircut, but. But yeah, good fit. And it's like, oh, Metallica would have rocked the house. And
absolutely, yeah.
And the audience, a majority would have loved it.
Mm-hmm. Green Day did cut out some of the song when they did American Idiot. There's a particular chorus or verse that talks about like bashing the MAGA, and or at the time it would have been George W. Bush, but
right.
They completely cut it out. So I think it was, I mean, in good taste, I think, to do that. Even if they probably didn't want to, but
I mean, I wouldn't have cared if they didn't cut it out, because that's the song. They're the band. Like, once again, I know who they are. I don't listen to musicians for smart political views. So, yeah, just the performance and the music. Like, it was music that most of our population couldn't understand and has never heard. So that's my complaint.
No, I think valid concern. But I guess they're still under contract with Jay-Z's production company.
Yeah, Jay-Z. Yeah,
so
Jay-Z
I think we'll probably get more or less the same kind of shows we've been getting the past couple of years. Even though you're right, Nick, it would have been so awesome had they gotten Metallica. But I don't think Jay-Z, even though
Jay-Z's not going that way.
He's called Rock Nation. He wasn't going to go for that.
He's just going whoever's the hottest musician right now. Like,
yeah.
He won 3 Grammys.
Now, the Turning Point halftime show I found to be pretty awesome.
I do like the idea of having alternative means of entertainment. I mean, it seemed like that was the case in the 90s, right? Like, In Living Color did their halftime show one time.
Regular programming to present the In Living Color Super Halftime Party, live from Hollywood. Brought to you by bite-sized Doritos brand tortilla chips.
Hey, 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 what's up, what's up, what's up? We hope you enjoyed the first half of the game. Welcome to the In Living Color Halftime Countdown Party.
We're coming to you live from Fox Studios in Hollywood.
Hey, I know what you guys are thinking. You are thinking, hey, are these bozos going to make us miss any part of the second half?
That's where this comes in. Our Super Bowl countdown clock. It'll be coming on later in the show to let you know when to switch back to the second half. You won't miss any of the senseless brutality.
But check this out. The Bad Boys of Comedy got a lot of action for you right here. Fire Marshal Bill, Men On, and Color Me Bad performing here live.
Hey! Just what gives her Bloody Mary?
My name is Mindy and I'm busy.
Serving drinks to these yahoos during halftime can be lucrative. But it can also put you out for the season. Or some practical jokers, which is your cocktail tray, with this here regulation dartboard. Everyone's a little tipsy. You go to collect on the tap. Hey guys, how about throwing me a few tips? Well, what do you know? Someone got a bullseye.
About this game that's so confusing. Mm-hmm. For instance, why do they stop a play when there's too many men on the field? To me, that's party time. Because Blaine, too many men, that's an illegal formation. Well, if love is wrong, then I don't want to be right.
Celebrity Deathmatch on MTV, like that claymation.
They used to have their own stuff.
Yeah, so it seems back in the 90s there was alternate choices for entertainment. And I kind of wish companies would bring that back, even if the NFL doesn't like it.
Well, so it's an interesting history that you bring that up, is because In Living Color was genius. They, like, the halftime show before that wasn't what it was today. So you have to go back and remember, and we all forget because we were pretty young still. Mm-hmm. But because of In Living Color's halftime show, and then you had the Beavis and Butthead, Bud Bowl halftime. I remember watching that at Mike's house. But yeah, In Living Color realized, like, hey, there's all these, like, people don't tune in for the halftime show, but there's this huge audience that's there to be entertained at halftime. So they went and ran with a lot, wasn't it Live? Or something. Like a live switch over for 30 minutes will entertain you. And the next year, Albert, the next year is when the NFL had the Pepsi deal and Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Was the halftime show. And so really, because of In Living Color doing that and taking that audience away, it made the NFL go, well, how many people switched over and didn't tune back to the game? Because the game, maybe they weren't into the game. It was a boring game. And was like, hey, we have to have a world-class act to retain the viewers from switching over to someone else. So they can't take it away. So that's what started like the halftime show as we know it today, where you get a big world act so that the crowd won't turn over. And let's be honest, you're never going to please the whole
audience. No, never.
Like for the people complaining now, if you put what they want on, then there'll be another group that, you know, doesn't want that. It's like when, was it two years ago? When Eminem and Snoop.
Oh, that was
three or four years ago.
Because last year was Kendrick Lamar. 2 years ago was Rihanna.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
Usher, 2 years ago, Usher. And then 3 years ago, Rihanna. Yeah.
But even that, like they went more rap music, which is more in line with like NFL players culture. Mm-hmm. And like a certain audience was like, rap music, this gangster rap, like it's not good for kids, blah, blah, blah. Like we watched it. It was fine for TV. But just you will never please everyone. Mm-hmm. So, yes, NFL is just going to pick a big name and go independent of the audience because they don't care about the audience. So they already got you watching. They want new people. So they'll put stuff on that you can't even understand and never listen to because they think you'll watch no matter what. And they don't have to put something on that you like because they don't care what you like.
No.
You're already watching. So that's my take on halftime.
No, sounds good.
No, I think that's good. I
definitely agree. Yeah, yeah. So if we get more of the alternative choices for entertainment, I think, again, that'd be a really cool thing. The artist who was chosen for this particular Turning USA, other than Kid Rock, I didn't think I've heard of any of them. But
I hadn't.
Having that that alternative.
I saw that someone else dropped out. That's something I was cracking up about. No. Someone dropped out right before, like, a day or two.
I mean, I listened to it. I wasn't watching the whole thing. I was listening, and it was really good. Like, I liked most of the music. Even though I didn't know the artist, I actually want to go look up one of them. I like the song. And dude, Kid Rock, I thought was awesome. Like, I can't hear, like, the Ba with the Ba intro and not just get hyped.
Very nice.
I just can't. So, it was freaking great.
Very cool. Anything else with halftime, or do you want to go ahead and move on to the commercials and trailers?
You can do that.
Okay, let's go ahead and do that. And then, we talk about a boring game. How about a boring set of commercials and trailers, too?
I couldn't watch it on Sky Sports, which is like a British station. Mm-hmm. And so instead of doing actual commercials, they go back in the booth and the guys who are broadcasting start chatting it up.
Oh, really?
That's way better.
So it's a Duncan Sue and what's his name? Ryan Fitzpatrick. So it's those two guys. And they're talking both sides. That's why I was more entertained this year than before.
That's awesome.
So really, because they're saying there's Dominicans are like, this was defensive scene, this is what's going on, and Ryan's explaining, he's like, this is why the quarterbacks are struggling.
You know, they need to do the Manning Super Bowl show where they're talking the whole time, because
that'd be dope.
That'd make it better, but that might be a problem.
On Sky Sports, and like, this is kind of different. This is different, but I actually enjoyed it more. So I'm not seeing the breaks.
Oh, okay. So
Albert,
you can count the commercials on a hand. It was literally getting ready for the halftime show. That's about it.
I couldn't tell you a commercial this year. Like, I was so just didn't care. The game was kind of boring. Mm-hmm. I wasn't looking at my phone the whole game. I was occasionally looking at X to see what was going on. But they were so uneventful. Most of them, I just remember being like, that's it. Like the Coinbase, I heard, you know, I saw people on X, like that Coinbase commercial was stupid with the Backstreet Boys song.
Oh, they
were in sync
with
the gay song. I couldn't even tell you which one. But it was like, what is this? Oh, it's Coinbase. Like, that's not going to make me want your product. Like, Yeah, I saw. I can't think of another commercial. I'm sure there was. I know I saw some and was like, "What?" But so uneventful.
Yeah, there were maybe just two that kind of caught my attention. And again, they weren't even really super clever. It was kind of like how we talked about before, Nick. Like a lot of the companies are really relying super heavily on nostalgia. So, like, they did the Dunkin' Donuts commercial that had Ben Affleck, but then it also had, like, a who's who of, like, 90s sitcoms. So, I had Urkel was
right.
there, Carlton,
George.
Anderson, yeah, George Costanza was there. So it was kind of funny, but at the same time, it's like, you know, you're not really being clever or witty. You're just bringing back all the people we love from the 90s.
Will, did you arrange the Munchkins in the Fibonacci sequence? I got a genius working for me.
Who's such a genius, then why'd he put ice in his coffee, huh?
Come on, Chucky, I'm just Will Hunting. I'm not a genius.
I will marry the first man that can help me with the Fibonacci sequence.
How are you doing?
Don't you have a girlfriend?
We're on a break! I don't need her. I still got everything I need right here at Dunkin'.
Hey, kid, if you're still single doing this Boston shtick and working for Dunkin' when you're 50, I'm gonna be very disappointed.
Isn't that your girlfriend?
You like donuts?
Yeah.
Well, this is my new boyfriend. How you like these nuts?
I'm Tom.
But the end of it, I was waiting for the payoff. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, I could see where you're going. And the payoff at the end, oh, it's my new boyfriend, Tom Brady, blah, blah, blah. The payoff didn't be like, okay, that was a good commercial. It was like, oh, sure. All these people that don't eat Dunkin' Donuts. Mm-hmm. Like, no one in that commercial actually eats Dunkin' Donuts. Huh. Mm-hmm. So that's the other thing that makes me laugh. Like, you're all promoting this crap. I know none of you eat it. So it kind of takes away from them trying to sell it.
Yeah, yeah. And then the other commercial that caught my attention was the Xfinity Jurassic Park one.
What did I touch?
You didn't touch anything. We're stopped.
Fences are failing all over the park. John, I can't get Jurassic Park back online without...
Whoa, this place is awesome. By the way, you should have plugged this in.
That could have been bad.
Well, this is going to be a lovely weekend.
How did you do this?
I'll show you. If you like pina colada...
Do the roar again.
That is one big pile of shrimp.
Mr. Hammond, I have decided to happily endorse your park.
A whole new species of Wi-Fi at the same price for 5 years.
Nope.
So again, the same thing.
I didn't see it.
Nostalgia of like bringing in the original cast to like reprise their roles. But again, yeah, so I guess if they can't really come up with clever new ideas, this is kind of just more or less the same thing. Just throw a couple $1 million to a celebrity, have them come out. Maybe it's cool to see it, but at the same time, it's just missing that level of creativity that we miss back in, like, you know, the 90s and 2000s. Like you mentioned, Nick, I mean, on a text message you sent earlier today, like the best Super Bowl commercial has to be probably that Cindy Crawford Pepsi one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And you could redo that in a totally different way. That's modern. Mm-hmm. It's just young boys and a really pretty girl.
Pepsi can or what?
Introducing a whole new way to look at Pepsi and Diet Pepsi.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing. You don't have to do the same thing. Now she would, like, we still have vending machines, but she'd use her phone to pay for the drink.
Yeah. Tap to pay.
Yeah, like, you could still do something similar and get, like, every guy to go, oh, yeah, like, huh, yeah, that's right. Every teenage boy that you got watching football would be like, that's a great commercial. I'll remember that forever. Nope. They're just not creative.
Mm-hmm.
Which is unfortunate, but, you know, yeah. I guess it's just, we talked about it before, like, comedy's just kind of taking a back step to PC-ness. But again, that's, I don't want to be political. I just want to entertain.
It's coming back.
Yeah.
It's going to take some time, but it is coming back.
Mm-hmm. So last but not least, the food options. In fact, I mean, to be honest, with everything we've talked about, the highlight for me for the whole day must have been, like, my chicken parmesan sandwich that I baked. It was so good.
Oh, I saw you posted that.
So I mean, I know it's a day for grubbing down on food. So what did everybody do? How did you enjoy your meals or your food?
I did two different types of wings. We did, like, a garlic parmesan and jerk wings. Coconut shrimp.
Did you make it all or did you order out?
Oh, no, I made it. We did a Costco run, picked the shrimp up, and then I made the wings.
Nice.
Like, we
deep fry, people, deep fry, or oven, or
make more food, but no need. People got sick.
Mm. Nice.
Very cool.
Yeah, we did the same thing. We made wings. Isaac, like, in the last month, like, likes wings all of a sudden. So, like, he's not big into them. He says he is, but he's never liked chicken wings before in his life. But all of a sudden, he likes chicken wings. So we made our own. I cooked them in the oven and then threw them in the deep fryer just to crisp them up for like 2 minutes. And then I bought some B-dub sauces. And then they didn't have regular hot from B-dubs at Walmart. Mm-hmm. I got medium, Asian zing, spicy garlic. As you know, some of my favorites. I think you guys like those too.
Yeah, those are good.
For the kids to try. And so I got like the Frank's Buffalo hot sauce. Since I didn't have didn't have B-Dub's regular hot sauce. Not even, like, it was empty. Like, there was no spot for it. So we had those four sauces for the kids to try. And I'm proud to say he went with the regular Frank's Hot was his favorite. So just classic hot wing was the winner of the night.
Sounds good. Perfect. Yeah, you know, for the longest time, Jersey Mike's would do their chicken parmesan sandwich. It was so good, and I loved it. But I think I might have been the only one who ever ate it, because I think they discontinued it before COVID. So just out of the blue, I was wondering, you know, I really wanted it. Like, I got to make it myself, because I don't think any, like, sandwich shop makes those anymore.
No.
So, I mean, I just went and bought breaded chicken from the store, parmesan cheese, marinara sauce, Italian bread. Just baked it in the oven myself, and oh, it tastes so good. It's
like, hey, that's awesome.
That sounds good.
And then besides that, I mean, it's the Girl Scout cookie selling season, so my daughter has a ton of cookies here. So
that it is.
Probably open the box or two.
Yeah,
that's the Super Bowl excuse. Gotta have it.
Like, yeah, we ought to open the Thin Mints, but, you know, we've got to try this other one, this new Rocky Road style cookie that they're doing now.
That sounds good.
Oh, I haven't heard of it. Dangerous.
Yeah.
Very dangerous. No, that's sweet, man. I wouldn't have thought of that. That's a good, I like that.
Yeah. So it was
something different.
Yeah, good times. I mean, again, it was just me and the kids, but again, just, mm-hmm. they're always cool letting me have the TV. I mean, they have the TV all through the season anyway, so it's nice that on Super Bowl Sunday I get to be king and just enjoy
that's
the
cool.
TV. Even if it's a boring experience between the game, halftime, and commercials, it's still a good time just grubbing on good food.
Yeah, even Isaac didn't want to sit and watch the whole game. He was up and antsy, and it wasn't exciting for him. No. So, I mean, not to mention he doesn't care about either team. But
no, the game was boring. It's a boring game. Mm-hmm. Literally, it put my girlfriend to sleep.
Yeah, some games are like that. Some games aren't. So we'll see how it turns out for Super Bowl 61 next year. Coming back to LA,
LA.
Yeah.
So. Look, it's interesting that, like, I think this is the first time that I can remember. I don't know if it's ever happened that like three of the four things sucked.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That we talk about. Mm-hmm. Like the only good part was the food, which is always good.
Yeah.
Because we make it, so we get to pick what we want.
You're actually picking out what's going on.
But yeah, every other part, the game, the commercials, the halftime, there's like, this is not like next week, I'll forget.
Like, even like me, who I listen to music, like, I'm still comparing, like, we're talking about classic halftime shows. Like, what do you think, like, Jackson? You think of Prince?
Prince. That's even like Bruno Mars when he brought out the Chili Peppers. Like,
yeah, that was cool. That was pretty cool. Yeah.
I'm not a big fan, but it like, oh, hey, Chili Peppers went and played. Maybe I should check him out.
Yeah.
I like them.
Yeah, I ended up liking Bruno Mars more than I thought I would. So, yeah. You know, and some people may even think like, oh, they went away from the old man rock because it was boring. But I'm really glad they got Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers before Tom Petty passed away.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yep.
Yeah. That was a good show, I thought. So.
Yeah, The Who. That's funny. Yeah, anyway, just, yeah, like, it really was, like, the day was a nice build-up, and then it was just very blah. It was a very blah Super Bowl all around.
Mm-hmm. And, what would have made it better is if we were all back together, living together at Dexter Street, because I miss our party so much. That was so much fun.
I miss the days eating pizza and then getting wings right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we'd have had fun, but man, can you imagine all the crap talking we'd be going? Like, we wouldn't be watching the game. We'd be talking about everything else.
How I can't go next door because, you know, I keep talking about Tom and Susan without us having me back over there.
Well, there's that. But
I do remember.
Yeah, no, we'd have just been chatting with each other about random stuff because the game sucked. Yeah. And then it wasn't like, oh, this commercial's on. Time out, it would have been like, no, we're still chatting.
No.
Because there's nothing like the Disney commercial sucked. For Grogu.
Oh, yeah, that was disappointing, yeah. And I think for Marvel, so that was kind of disappointing too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, was there a movie commercial that you were like, even not like, ooh, that looks great, but just There was the Disney, or was it a Pixar one?
They did one for the Minions Indian one movie that Steven Spielberg's doing. The movie looks pretty interesting to me. The trailer didn't look that great, but I mean, I'll probably go see the movie. But again, this is the forum that you want to sell your movie, and the trailer for it wasn't very good, I thought.
I still hate. No, they're not showing you a trailer. They're showing you like a 30-second clip. That's
to say, go online.
Well, yeah, the tease that, hey, go watch. We're not going to pay for the trailer on the Super Bowl, but here's the short tease that sucks. Now go watch the trailer on the website. But I don't even want, like, that's the thing. There's not a movie that they showed a tease during the Super Bowl or show that I'm like, I got to go watch that trailer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just, nothing moving. Mm-hmm.
The Super Mario Brothers movie, I mean, they've already showed the full trailer. I mean, I'll go see that with my kids. But again, it was
right.
A little tiny, like, 10-second clip or something, whatever it was. But
yeah, nothing new there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a boring day, guys. It was a boring day.
This year just seems a little, I don't say let down. I'll expect more.
Yeah, I think it's a good way of putting it, Tyler. I mean, because I'll never, like, regret watching the Super Bowl. But
no, I don't regret watching the game.
This year, like, wasn't as good as past years.
We're always expecting the catch or something crazy to happen. It did happen. Mm-hmm.
Seattle fans would disagree, but...
No, Seattle fans would be excited, but as a fan of just of the sport...
Right.
Like,
if it's not your team, it wasn't a great game to watch.
But as a general fan. When the Giants beat the Patriots and everyone's going crazy because he caught the ball on his helmet, or Steelers do a drive, guy catches in the end zone, somehow keeps his toes down on the ground. Hines Ward barely keeps his toes. Like, they had to replay over and over again. Where's his toes on the ground? Like, there was no play like that.
Oh, that was Santonio Holmes, I think.
Santonio Holmes.
Yeah.
Well, there's no play. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's no drive saying, oh my God, the game's coming down.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, excellent.
Now, once again, when it was close, it really wasn't close in the end.
Mm-mm. The only thing that was close was there's oh my God, did Cooper catch that door to touch the ground? Like, dude, that's the only thing didn't even count.
But for me, when I say it wasn't really close in the end, is because while it was close, you're like, they have a chance. They just got to do one thing. But they never did the one thing in time for it to be close. In the end, it was never really close. I mean, they couldn't get a first down in the first half. So even though it was only a 9-point lead, like, well, if you can't get a first down, come on.
Yeah.
You're not that close. Even though you're close enough where a pick six or a long bomb, like, changes the game. Mm-hmm. But you didn't get any of those, so you were never.
He chucked it down twice downfield, like, over 20 yards, and it wasn't even close.
Yeah. Or was picked.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm saying the first half. The first pass, right. Like, he maybe to try to make a pass, like, right before the halftime. I'm like, dude, it's 10 yards over the guy's head.
Yeah. Yeah, Seattle defense is unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Unstoppable. They had no game plan for him, at least not one that worked. So.
No, and the only they're only rushing four. So you run four, and you'd run a corner blitz every once in a while, and that's when they're getting snapping on as far as sacking the quarterback. They're blitzing four. They weren't rushing another fifth or sixth.
Yeah.
So if you're stopping four, stopping you, and you're not going to be able to throw the ball.
I have no argument against that.
Yeah. Well, very nice. Well, gentlemen, that's all the talking points I had for tonight. Anything else you wanted to bring up or discuss, whether it's related to the Super Bowl or anything else in general, before we wrap up?
Tyler, if you would like to officially tell us something, we're here.
I'll say my girlfriend's back there. She. No, nothing crazy. You're always waiting for something.
I'm just waiting for you to come out of the closet, man. I'm just waiting.
I'm waiting for another Turner to come out.
It's
either that or you look like a 7-year-old man wearing a Tommy Bahama shirt right now.
Could be any day. That I will not dispute that.
You look like my fifth grade art project teacher. Art class. Yeah. Goatee, right. Tommy Bahamas.
I've got something going for me. Thank you. Way to call me a pedo without calling me a pedo.
I think he was a pet hall too.
Oh no.
Tyler would know.
No, I'm not a side.
Tyler guy. Would know. Show us on the doll, Tyler. Show us on
where
the
are
doll.
The doll that he
Oh, good stuff.
Oh, speaking of
Yeah, it's always good to have everyone.
We need Philly to come back already. That's
oh my god.
Yeah, we do.
Oh,
very nice. And we'll have to do another Philly episode just because and bring Tyler on for it.
What's up?
We have to do another Philly episode and bring you on next time.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Always down to watch and talk about Philly.
Too much good stuff. Too much good stuff.
All right, well, Nick and Tyler, this has been a blast. So if anything else, we'll just go ahead and wrap up for tonight. But, yeah, we have a long offseason, but we got a lot of cool sports coming up. I mean, Dodgers are going to go for a three-peat.
Yep.
We're well hand the summer. Very excited.
Might as well just hand him the trophy. It's getting ugly.
Actually, that is one commercial I want to bring up really quick. So it was Sofia Vergara and Owen Wilson. Owen Wilson's trying to learn Spanish because I guess he's supposed to be a commentator for the World Cup. That was a little funny, I thought.
Hola, Owen.
I need your help, un español.
Okay, mi nombre es Owen.
Mi nombre is Owen.
No.
¿Y ellos?
Oh, ellos juegan football! Dangeroso!
Peligroso.
Peligroso!
Más pasión, más emoción.
Creo que viene tocando por este sector la pelota.
Pasa atrás al área chica. Un remate seco, potente golazo.
¡Oh! I'm so proud, mi Owencito.
Is that what that was? I was kind of saw some of it, but I didn't really get the gist.
Okay, but yeah, Tyler, so like a lot of these commercials you didn't catch live. I mean, just chop on YouTube. So I mean, there's no.
That's all I'm doing.
I mean, back in the day, like you wanted to be watching like right then when like they air like the.
Oh, but back in the day, I remember like one or two commercials. I'm like, that was all I remember.
Yeah,
it's getting worse and worse.
Yeah,
that's why when I streamed on Sky, I'm like, oh, this actually seems a little better.
Yeah, but the few good or decent commercials you can just watch online anytime you want, so you don't have to worry about catching them during the game. So.
No,
you just have to insert Albert. You should insert Eric Cartman as Kathleen Kennedy right now. Be like, oh, that's the state we're in. Put a chicken in, make her lame and gay.
Some funny stuff.
That answers all questions.
Very cool. Okay, well, Nick and Tyler, thank you so much, guys. We'll do this again next time.
For sure.
All right, peace.
All right,
later.
Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.